Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Was there a doubt? Were people like, I don't think so.
Well,
I think
sometimes we start off.
It's a Thursday.
Sometimes I start off Monday saying it's a happy Monday and a good Monday, and sometimes it's not, based on often how the Chiefs did yesterday. It was a busy Sunday for all of you with the Chiefs, and it was a busy weekend for the Waldo Zoo. Got a little more busy at my house as well, so we'll talk about
that.
The Waldo Zoo got a lot more interesting over the weekend.
So
in many ways,
this is what we're calling your house, or the area around your house with all the serpents and raccoons and possums.
It used to just be in the garage in the house. And now, as we'll talk about in a few minutes, it now involves the outside of my house and whatever elephant that wandered through Waldo was capable of doing the damage that was done over the weekend. But I'm not happy about it.
Real quick, before we get to everything, I was going to go to Casey Pet Project to do Dog Day Out on Saturday. And on the way there, got a notification that one of my tires was really low. So I started freaking out and hit it. And it was not just low. It was like every 2 minutes or so, the PSI was going down.
Like, if you were
level
outside, you would hear it.
And
the hissing.
Right. And I pulled over to put air into the tire, thinking, well, maybe it just got low. Maybe one specific tire just got low. And when I pulled over, there's a giant nail in the tire. I could literally hear it hissing.
I've had that happen.
My solution was, okay, I'll go in to Quick Trip and get some Fix a Flat. And also, I was chewing gum. So I'll put that over the nail.
That'll help.
That'll solve it.
That's what the experts do.
And neither of them. Well, I didn't use the Fix-A-Flat, because the Fix-A-Flat's interesting, because like, you should only use it when you have a flat. Yep. But the tire wasn't flat yet. So I was like, do we wait for it to go flat? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were in what my son kept saying, my nine-year-old, a very scary part of town. He was like, this is really scary. This is really...
Well, I mean, compared to where you live, that could be Waldo.
This is really frightening. And I was like, it can't be that bad. I mean, we just went to a Quick Trip, for God's sake. It's not that bad. And
how close were you to Casey Pet Project?
Because
that's out by Swope Park, for those who don't. There are a couple
like eight
of them,
minutes,
but the main one's out
eight
by
minutes
Swope
or so,
Park.
Like 6 or 7 minutes. I'm not sure exactly when. So we were on the highway and we had to get off.
Okay.
Anyway, we ended up going to Big O Tires, which was awesome because they were closing at 4, but they were like, hey, no, it's an emergency. We'll get you in. And they were wonderful. And it didn't, for some reason, I'm not really sure why, end up costing me any money to get the tire
That's
fixed.
Nice.
Again, I have no idea, but I'm not going to argue
That's
with
nice.
It. Anyway, my son, while we were there, kept going like, I don't know, this is a really scary part of town. And I looked around and realized we were in Waldo.
That's exactly. Did I not just say that? That's hilarious.
I was like, Jamie
I
lives.
Just said,
we're at 75th and Warnell. Like, Jamie lives right
oh,
down
that's
the.
That's 15 blocks. In fact, that's a better part of town than where I am.
I was
because
like,
that's like the heart of Waldo, and I'm South Waldo, and this is more. A little more ghetto than the main part of Waldo.
It's not like, by the way, it's not like he was going like, I'm afraid. He was just like, this is a really gross part of town. Like, this is really.
He's never coming to my house.
This is so, like, what? You see how the buildings look? And, oh, look at the people and, like, all this
That's
stuff.
That's great.
And I was just like, I don't know. And Katie and I both, I mean, we grew up in a city. We grew up on the, she specifically grew up on the border of East St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So it was like. Buddy, you don't know sketchy. Like, this is,
yeah.
If there are businesses around, it's not sketchy. If we're in a tire shop, it's not sketchy. It's fine. And, it didn't dawn
so
on me.
If I ever babysit him, or if you guys ever come over here, which I'm sure at some point you will, that's how you can tell him. Like, remember what he thought was the scary part of town?
Yeah.
Where I live is worse.
Right.
Where you're going is worse.
I was just like, this isn't bad at all. Like, I mean, yeah, there's, like... For me, a tire shop isn't bad if it's a brand name and
right.
a chain, if they're
it's
willing to set up
yeah.
there. And even then, that's not bad unless there's a bunch of bullet holes in the glass. Like
right.
that's that where somebody shot up the place because they charged them too much for tire rotation.
So I did hear gunshots on Sunday morning about 5:30, but it was coming from the west, which is odd because that's like suburbs. That's like Overland Park. And that would be... That's not a gunshotty part of town usually.
There's
usually
some fireworks or something I was hearing yesterday.
There were a ton of fireworks last night.
Yeah.
Tons of, I don't know why, but there were tons of fireworks last night.
Bunch of Broncos fans.
So you tried to do a dog stab.
Try to.
Try again.
And yeah, we'll try again. It was just, we ended up going there, but it was like, by the time we got there, it was like 5:30 or something.
Yeah.
And like the dog needs to be back by like 7, right? So it's
by closing time, which I believe is 6.
Oh, well then was even worse, yeah. But we went and we looked at some of the dogs.
Which is cool because you were not able to do that until recently.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
We just, it was nice. The Chiefs lost. I don't really have anything. They suck. Probably will miss the playoffs. Everybody's depressed.
Was there a core problem yesterday? Because I was also at KC Pet Project yesterday afternoon doing something else.
I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about this a lot. No, because they look fine. Like when they lost to the Bills, they were just giving up a lot of pressure. And, mm-hmm. and Mahomes was running for his life the whole game. Last night, I don't know what the problem was. It was just they did a bunch of stupid stuff. Mahomes threw an interception, but it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of penalties. That was a problem, but so did the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
The refs were just throwing flags at everything. The this is the best way to describe it, and I was telling Quentin this before the show. Astronauts, when they come back from space, are always severely depressed. People don't talk about it. People don't recognize it. People don't know it. But they're severely depressed, especially like the ones that went to the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin have talked about it. They call it space sickness, where when they come back to Earth, they're severely depressed. And the reason they are is because they were just doing something no other human being has done. They just drove a car on the moon. And now they're supposed to be excited about
nothing
driving.
Nothing will ever top that.
Nothing will top it. And they know that. And so now they're supposed to get excited about driving a car to work. The Chiefs last year were on the verge of doing something no team had ever done, winning 3 Super Bowls in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They got there and face planted. And I think that this year it's a motivational problem. It's like, well, we could go to the Super Bowl again, but it doesn't matter unless it's our third one.
Right.
We could win another divisional title, but who cares? Like we can, mm-hmm. maybe we'll make the playoffs. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I don't think that is the actual attitude, but I do think psychologically, if I had to pick what's wrong with the team, I would pick that. There's a play calling issue. There's a million different things I could break down and get into, But I think just overall, there's a motivation problem where they're just like, if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Big deal.
Travis Kelce hit a record yesterday.
Yeah. And this is how well the game went. Afterwards, he was asked about it, and he was basically said, shut the F up about it because I don't care. And then he got misquoted because he said, don't even ask me about the record. I don't give an S about that. Could you turn my computer on so I can actually cuss? Thank you. I don't give a about that. And people were like, he's talking about the record for the Chiefs being 5-5. He was talking about his touchdown record.
Yeah.
Setting the touchdown record for the Chiefs. That's what he was talking about. God almighty. And maybe that explains it. Maybe, like, why would we want to be successful? Because all that happens is people quote you out of context and beat up on you and say that the refs are the only reason you're winning and all sorts of other stuff. So I don't know. It's a motivational issue. It's sad. But at the same time, if I had to bet right now on whether they will win every game the rest of the season and go to the Super Bowl again versus missing the playoffs, I would take the winning every game bet. That's just me.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So.
Okay. Let's talk about my Sunday and how the Sunday started. In order to get into my backyard, there are on both sides of my house, it looks exactly the same. There is a gate and there is a length of fence about 3 feet with the two big poles that go into the ground. And my mom was here this weekend. And yesterday morning we were sitting out on the back patio and I looked around and I said, what the happened to my fence? There's a picture on Instagram if anybody wants to see it. Although I took that picture after we'd gotten some of it re-upped. But I don't know how heavy of an animal it takes to take down my fence. But the fence came from being straight up, not the gate. The gate was fine, to being at a 45 degree angle.
Have you put
the poles?
Yeah.
Came down 45 degrees. And there's a big head size imprint in the middle of the fence, like pushed in, like the size of a really big head.
Yeah.
And then there was a rod off the top that was broken off.
Mm-hmm.
So my neighbor installed that fence for the previous owner. And so he came over and he was like, oh my gosh, this fence was eight feet high. There is 3 feet of the pole below ground and it is sunk into 100 pounds of concrete. That's how strong the animal was to take that fence and put it at a 45 degree angle. What creature is, do we have Bigfoot? Did it arrive in Kansas City? What the heck was this that took the fence down?
I mean, this is why I think Finn was afraid of being in your part of town.
Yeah, because
you have homunculi roaming the streets, destroying fences. Yeah. The pole, again, sunk 3 feet down in 100 pounds of concrete.
To 100 pounds of
concrete,
and
something just ripped it open like it was nobody's business. Like
took it down to 45 degrees.
Play. Wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear this happening? Or,
no.
Okay, you just woke up and it was like that?
I just saw it on Sunday morning, and my mom had friends here with her, and one of her friends was sleeping in my bedroom, which is right at that fence, and didn't hear anything.
Okay.
And I don't have cameras on that side.
Car?
So, and there weren't footprints. I initially wondered, like, did an ATV or something do it?
Yeah.
But there weren't tire tracks. There weren't any. It had to have been an animal. I mean, and let me tell you, this is going to be a pain to fix because it's too cold now to do concrete work. You know, it's got to be nicer out. It's got to be predictably nice out to do concrete work. So we were able to get it back upright-ish, but it's going to have to be replaced. And that's going to mean replacing the concrete at the bottom. And by the way, then the other part of my Sunday yesterday was getting a new foster that I had not planned on. So I need that fence to not be up for escapees from the backyard. So I think it's upright. I don't think the dog can go through it. And she's too short, I think, to jump it. So elephants. I don't know what no clue. What it was.
What would be scarier, if it was a drunk driver that hit it or if it was an animal?
It would be scary to me if it was a drunk driver that hit it and I didn't hear it.
Right.
You know,
do you think somebody slowly backed into it? Like,
well, but what's the head shaped imprint from?
Oh.
What's that? What hit it in? What round thing hit it 3 feet high in the middle and then left.
Yeah.
Either jumped it or left at some point.
Yeah, because it's also hit from the inside, isn't it? Like, based on the picture.
It was hit from, like, the street side.
Okay, so it was hit from the street side.
From the outside.
Okay, yeah, it is bending in. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you posted these pictures on Facebook?
I just put one on Instagram yesterday. Okay. And it wasn't, and it was after, like I said, it was initially 45 degrees. We probably got it up to, so where it, at that point that I took the picture, it wasn't as leaning. Mm-hmm. Now it's upright, but it's not solid. I should have taken pictures of the holes in the ground and how far it was able to, the holes it was able to make in the ground from being thrown around that much. It also broke my downspout from my gutters, which somebody said that I really have to replace or it's going to get water in my basement. Mm. I'm so happy about that. Yeah. So I fixed my garage door over the weekend. I got a new garage door pad. So you just like fix one thing and another thing breaks.
Yeah. That's
is how it goes.
That's why I don't own. That's why I continue to rent. Hold on. Text line is, I was going to see if anybody had any theories on the text line.
Yeah. I mean, it realistically, it had to have been a deer.
Somebody said a deer.
It had to have been a deer.
Yeah.
But like grandpapa deer, it had to have been super genetic mutated, big, heavy,
freak
massive deer. Freak deer.
A moose then. Was it a moose? We have moose around here. Yeah.
Missouri moose. That migrated down from Alaska.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's getting warmer. Why wouldn't they? They'd be like, what's the point of living up here? It's warm here.
That's true.
I might as well go somewhere else. Yeah. Where there's people and food. 913-586-7798. If you have any theories on what hit Jamie's fence.
Took out my fence. What? Yeah, I was just baffled.
Because what's taken out your fence?
Yeah.
Could it have, what cryptid did it? Was it Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, or just some other kind of North American metafauna?
So to be clear, the Waldo Zoo now, just so that we're keeping track of what the Waldo Zoo has, which is my house, we've now had raccoons. We've had a possum that slept and hid in an Aldi bag and had to be removed. We've had multiple cats. We've had multiple dogs. We have foxes and yet another dog and whatever the heck this thing was.
913-586.
I did not sign up for this.
7798. We'll get your theories on that. And also we'll talk about Quentin's weekend. Injured himself. Playing bowling.
Having a hobby.
That's why you shouldn't have hobbies.
Don't have hobbies.
Guys, this is what we talked about it before.
Yeah.
At least not a hobby as athletically strenuous as bowling.
Yes. And I would like to also be angry at
humans. Yeah.
Humans.
Yeah.
My afternoon also.
That's a great tease. I'm not gonna
I'd like
add
to be
any,
angry at humans.
I'm not gonna add any details.
Outwardly angry at humans.
This is the show where we are angry at humans. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome in. Happy Monday. 913-586-7798. Welcome in. Okay, so I mentioned I didn't see the Chiefs game yesterday. I know I said I wasn't going to get another foster until after the holidays because I'll be gone traveling, doing all. And I said I'm going to wait until January to get another foster. I've done two dog days out since I had a Claire, which has been
dog day out. But I guess it would be
the plural
dog day outs.
Dog's day out. That would follow attorneys general.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I've done two of those so far.
Yep.
You can see those.
Yep.
You can see those pictures up if you both amazing. But I just happened to be on Facebook yesterday morning and Casey Pet Project posted that they needed an emergency foster. And I sent you the post that I responded to because they had a dog named Kenya that was really, really having a hard time in the shelter, like self-harming, running her face, so stressed out that she was running her face into the metal grate of the kennel and was bleeding all mm-hmm. like really, really having a hard time. And so I messaged them and I said, I do not have a dog right now. I don't know how long I can keep, but I can at least spring her from the shelter for a couple of weeks at the very least. And they said, great, absolutely, let's do it. And so I went yesterday and I picked up Kenya, who is currently sleeping on the floor next to me. And I, she's not even on their website yet because I have to take her back tomorrow to get fixed because we're still at that point. But complicated story, but basically she ended up there. And as a result of her ending up at KC Pet Project, they spay and neuter the dogs. They're all spay and neutered. And there's a law that's involved in that. And they were able to get in touch with the owner of Kenya. And I'm not sure how they were able to get in touch with that person, but he admitted that he breeds and had bred multiple times Kenya, this dog, who is a pity and who has some bulldog in her. You can see that there's some bulldog and he claimed to have licenses, whatever, whatever. And so because now she is going to be fixed because she's at KC Pet Project, he does not want her back. Because he wants her for money and to breed her. And that makes me angry, especially because she had been at KC Pet Project for several days and was really struggling. I mean, really needed to get out of there. Was very much, it is a noise. If you've never been there,
it's a noisy place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
where the dogs are.
If you go there, there's like the ones that they kind of keep up at the front that it's like, what is it called? Not emergency waivers, but they waive the adoption fee for these because
they often do.
And they're with the glass door and everything like that. And yeah, but if you go near the back, it's very loud.
Yeah. If you go where the dogs are, it's scary and they don't know what those noises are. They can't sleep. And they call it kennel stress. I mean, it's a very, very real thing. And she was freaking out and she wasn't doing well. And This owner did not care and did not want her back. And that just angers me to no end. And so anyway, so now I have Kenya.
Yeah.
And it'll be a little different because she has a lot of wounds. You can tell that she has been struggling. And so those wounds are going to heal. But it's always different when you get a new dog because you don't know if they're house trained. You don't know. You have no idea what their experience was before. What's different about her is that we know crate training is going to be a different experience because she lost her mind in the kennel when she was crated. And so we're going to slow play the crating of her. But there are pictures up on Instagram, just one so far. I'm going to wait till her wounds here a little bit. But she's 40 pounds. She's 3 years old. She's got these itty bitty little legs and this little butt wiggle that she does all the time. And so we went on our first walk this morning and we're just kind of, we're easing our way into it. So.
I don't know. I mean, it is tough. And when we're talking to people at Casey Pet Project and when we've talked to Wayside Waste before, it's great to see that side of humanity, and you have to play the numbers on it because more people are wanting a dog because they want a friend, because they want, you know, a housemate, they want something for their kids, they want a new member of the family or whatever. The vast majority of people are like that. The vast minority, I guess, if that's a phrasing, are the people that do things like that and people who abuse these animals. And that it seems like that would almost be the majority of people considering how many dogs are in Casey Pet Project. But the problem is that it only takes a couple of those people to make that an issue. It only takes a couple of people to let their dogs go wild or to not care enough about their dog to even keep them, you know, within a yard, and then the dogs escape, and then they breed with another dog, and then that, or for somebody who is intentionally breeding dogs for whatever reason, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt, he was selling the puppies maybe, or for dog fighting purposes and things like that.
And I get that breeding, I don't like it, but I get that that there are some people that want dogs that have been bred for a certain way. And because they want, I get that there is a market for that. Keep in mind, Missouri ranks at the bottom every single year when it comes to puppy mills. But so I get that. What angers me is only wanting the dog for that purpose and not wanting the dog, not caring that the dog is struggling and not wanting the dog back unless they are capable of producing puppies. That is what really makes me sad.
Right. You take something as beautiful and amazing as the spirit of a dog and you break that for profit. And that's what is so just heartbreaking.
Yeah. And that will not happen now. Yeah. She will be fixed tomorrow and she will, and she's calm and she's timid still a little bit. And that's to be expected. And she's learning, you know, you just don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
Also has these tiny little legs. And so initially I thought she couldn't jump on the couch. I thought, oh, she's got really bad hips from breeding so much. She got on the couch earlier this morning. So, good. I mean, she's kind of figuring out her way in the world. It just really irritates me.
By the way, following up on the conversation about your fence, a bunch of people on the text line suggested that it could not have possibly been an animal because that would have required 2,000 pounds of lateral force at the top of the post in compacted soil. So there's no way that an animal could have moved that. It had to be somebody on some kind of vehicle. So a truck or something like that. It's weird that you wouldn't have heard it, though.
I didn't hear it, and there are no tracks of any kind.
Yeah.
And again, what created the...
The hole?
The face.
Somebody
said the round part.
Somebody said a black bear.
Oh, cool.
Maybe. Okay. But I don't even think they're not that big. Can they do that? I don't know.
I don't know either. Mm. But if there's a possibility that it is a person, we're greatly upgrading the security around the Waldo Zoo. because I don't have cameras on the sides. Most people don't.
You mean, oh, the cameras. I just thought you were going to get more dangerous animals in there. All right.
More of them, perhaps.
Coming up, why you shouldn't have hobbies.
Don't have hobbies.
Quentin injured himself bowling. And I told him that I have not had that many sports injuries, but bowling actually did worse. It was worse on my body than anything else I've ever done. 913-586-7798. If you got bowling injuries, just text them in. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, we spent all this time coming up with a list of hobbies a couple of weeks ago that are good things to do, move your body a little bit, relax. Somebody suggested bowling as being one of those. Quentin tried it. Didn't turn out well.
Yeah, he's an old man, though. It's not fair to judge him based on the standards of what you should. You should judge him based on the fact that he's a 26-year-old man, but he's the oldest 26-year-old we've ever met.
You know, the saying, youth is wasted on the young. That does not apply to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, you don't take advantage of that.
I really lost my ability to take advantage of that. So yeah. My friend called me at like, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock on Saturday, and was like, hey, you wanna go bowling? We'd like one more person to go bowling, because he wants to go bowling with three people. That's lame. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sure. And there's a bowling alley in Liberty. If it was on like Troost, I would never go near it because it's super sketchy, but it's part of the community, so it's fine. So I go there and I put on the dumb bowling shoes, and like, I don't know, we're like four frames into this bad boy, and I go to bowl and I slip a little bit on the non-slick part. But when I get to the line, my foot drags over the line.
Oh, God.
Which means I got bowling alley goop on my shoe.
Yep.
And it was on my plant foot. So for the rest of the game, I'm like sliding a little bit. And, you know, I'm bowling. I don't pay attention to it. Definitely felt it afterwards. And I have felt it for the past, I don't know, 72 hours. And today I woke up and it was like difficult to get out of bed because I went bowling.
See, here's where you should be a little bit concerned about this. Is that you're 26 and it still hurts?
Yeah.
You know, because
your turnaround time should be faster.
That's the thing you notice as you age is things that used to be a little tweak and then you just got a good night's sleep and then you woke up the next day. Maybe it was a little sore, but that's it. Go away. Like hangovers also. You know, you don't feel a hangover for more than a couple hours when you're young and you wake up. You eat a double quarter pounder from McDonald's and it goes away. But for you, this hamstring thing is still going.
I would argue it feels worse today than it did yesterday.
Oh boy. Oh boy, you're doomed.
So I don't know if I just like flopped like a fish in my sleep last night and that really hurt it.
Yeah.
But
it's the stress
feels
of watching the Chiefs game. That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that I hurt myself. I gotta bowling? Come up. The problem is that I'm in radio, so I can't come up with a better story and be like, oh, I lifted a baby who was stuck under a car.
Oh, okay, like, occupationally?
Yeah, I can't because, you know, I gotta come on here and be like, this is what happened.
I think metaphorically your job every day is lifting a baby that's stuck under
the
car. I think that if I had to describe your job as a metaphor, that's pretty much what you have to do every day with us. But yeah,
All right, so different hobby. Less physical one than bowling.
When I was around Quentin's age, I was in a bowling league with my friend James and a couple other people were on our team. I don't remember their names now. But we were obsessed with it and like wanted to get better. And we were bowling like every other day. We'd go bowling. And I developed like some weird carpal tunnel syndrome in my hand, in my right wrist from bowling so much. My shoulder started hurting. My back started hurting. And I guess professional bowlers actually have to work out. Maybe they actually care about their bodies and do stuff. I was not doing that. And so when the league was over, I stopped bowling. And I was like, I'm never doing this again because my body's just hurting all the time. I never feel that pain again unless I go bowling. If I go bowling, all of a sudden my wrist is on fire and my shoulder hurts and my back hurts.
I've already had shoulder surgery in my life.
That's right. So, yeah. You know how many people I know have had hip surgery when they're like 19? Like three. But that's still crazy. Like that I've known three people who've had to have hip surgery. Not from like accidents, just degenerative issues.
It's also, I mean, I don't know how common it is, but I know a lot of people my mom's age that have had hip replacement. Like, is that just something that after the age of 60, at some point, you might just have to have your hips replaced?
Double hip replacement is... Yeah, it's really common.
It's like, is that what's in my future? Is it probably at some point? Because the recovery, although now it's not, they figured out way less invasive ways to do it. Mm-hmm. But my mom did it. I mean, it was like a 6-week recovery process.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a tough thing.
And then you also develop
to put your body through
issues where your left leg or whichever leg you had the hip replacement on, your feet will be uneven. That'll cause problems when you're walking.
Even after they do both of them, my mom still has trouble a little bit just because if you don't do them at the same time, sometimes it's just not always going to be even. So great. That's what we have to look
forward
to.
Stop living. That's it. If I have to get hip replacement, I don't even want to live anymore.
Remember last week on Magic Moments when Jamie was like, your time's up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think so. I think I got to come.
I think
she
you're
was right.
No,
I was
she's right. Right. 100%.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Here's, every guy that I know in my family has had knee replacement because they all worked on the railroad. You're walking on gravel. So that's bad. I worry about me because I don't like going to the doctor and I've literally gone to the doctor and just not told them stuff. Like
you're already there.
I've literally gone to the doctor and they'll be like, any other aches and pains? And I'm like 15 different things. No, I'm good. I'm fine.
So do you have the thing where what men have told us before is that a lot of the reason they're not honest with their doctor is because they don't want to know. If it's bad, they don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, we're cowards. That's literally it. Yeah, I don't want to know. And it's also, I've been dealing with it forever, so whatever, what big deal? Like, oh, I gotta get every, I gotta get everything fixed. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it maybe the pain keeps me sharp.
Do you think so?
No.
No. I think it just makes you irritable.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it does for me. I have one spot in my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's called the teres minor is the muscle because I looked it up just to see what it was. It's deep in my back. I'm just used to that hurting now. In fact, I notice it when it doesn't hurt. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel good. Like my back, I don't need my lacrosse ball today. I don't need the foam roller. I'm okay today.
Yeah.
And then it comes back.
I mean, my mom is forever 21 and she had back surgery last year.
Huh.
I hate it when he talks about
his. Have his hip replaced. I hate it when
he talks about his parents because I always imagine they're like in their 70s, like everybody my age is parents.
How old are your parents?
They're like our age.
It's like 50. No, like for real?
Yeah.
My dad's 52. My mom is forever 21.
Okay, so you can't say her age. I'm assuming
okay, so
around 52.
Very close
though.
To Dana and Park. Dana and Parks are a little bit older than us. But that's right in our ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, that's still like 10 years older than me, but I feel like closer to your parents than I do feel to you.
I'm 3 years away from 50. Mm. That feels close. Yes.
From the text line, I went to the doctor because I can't breathe that well through my nose. Prednisone fixed it, but they want to do surgery. So I never went back. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Right.
Like, just give me pills. Like I don't need, I'll destroy my
just
liver.
Short term relief.
I'll destroy my liver, get a liver transplant when I'm 70. That's fine.
It's not great to be on a steroid forever.
It's not, I don't know.
Let's not fix it forever.
I just
let's
don't like just, the idea of getting cut open, you know?
Well, so
they
when
do
I
a
have
lot of
a gallbladder.
Laparoscopically.
Yeah, okay. So I'm glad you said that. So when I had my gallbladder attack when I was 30, I'll never forget it. It was on a Saturday morning. Some of the worst pain I've ever felt. I remember going to the doctor. That was when I felt like I had Doogie Howser as my doctor,
yes.
And I was in pain, and I was very direct, and I said, get me an adult before you tell me I'm having the surgery. And he said exactly what you just said. He's like, listen, we can give you medication for the pain that you're feeling, and the pain will go away, but you will still have this problem, and so you will be back. He said, we can numb the pain, but you'll be back. So I got my gallbladder out. And I've never had pain since then.
Okay.
But men don't function that way. Men just want the pills.
Yeah, we just want
to
ignore it. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to go under a knife. We don't want to admit that something's wrong because we're cowards. It also makes us feel like if I'm laid up and laid out, then somebody's going to take my place somewhere.
Well, there's the fear of like supporting the family and, you know, all of that.
I did learn how to manually reset my shoulder. So before I got shoulder surgery,
like
it would pop out of place and I learned how to slide it back in.
Like Riggs and Lethal Weapon?
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, kind of.
You just pop it against the wall?
I never popped it against the wall, but I was able to I'm left-handed and it was my right shoulder. So I was able to, I could like push it back in with my left hand. I did that for years before I finally had the surgery.
Look, I just worry if I'm laid up, I'm going to come home, there's going to be some guy named Darren there and Katie's going to be like, yeah, no, that's Darren. He just lives here now.
Yeah.
He just takes care of stuff. No, you're fine. Just go up to your little room and work on your little radio show and watch your little football games. And me and Darren will be at the farmer's market because he likes going to things like that.
It's the right side of my body. It's my right hamstring. It's my right shoulder. My right eye has astigmatism.
You're screwed up.
But I'm left-handed, so we're good there.
This is why left-handed people don't live as long. You know that, right?
I mean, that's fine.
The world
I'm here
wasn't
for a good time,
the world
a long
isn't
time.
The world was not developed for
it
you.
It really wasn't. You ever try to use scissors with your left hand? It's awful.
Yeah.
Quentin, there are days where I feel bad like about my life sometimes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I hear you talk and I'm like, wow, these are problems.
Well, at least I'm not left-handed.
At 28. Those things didn't come into my life until recently.
I pretty much had the same problem my whole life. Like I've been kind of my body hit a wall at like 19 and fortunately, weirdly, has not gotten worse. It's just kind of been the same since then.
You plateaued.
Coming up, Thanksgiving is going to cost the average family $1,000. Are you the average family?
How many people are in your family?
That's way too much, guys. If you're doing it, I mean, it is average. Average is doing a lot of work there.
Fewer people in your family.
We'll talk about it next.
StudyFinds.org had this one. Thanksgiving 2025 is looking to be one of the most expensive yet for American families. That wouldn't, if you just told me that and didn't tell me the numbers, I would think, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The price of everything is up. That would make sense to me. But then they said the average person celebrating Thanksgiving will spend close to $1,000 when all expenses are tallied. The only way that number makes sense to me is if we have a, is if that includes people that are flying for Thanksgiving to go visit family. That's the only reason that number would be okay.
But even then, that's only $290 on travel. So it's the way they break it down is it's $175 on food. That's it that you're spending on food. $110 on drinks. Okay. So I guess what for Thanksgiving this year, we're all Mormons. About $80 to $85 on decor. That doesn't make any sense.
What kind of decor you're doing, but
who's buying Thanksgiving decor every year?
And what is it?
You buy it once, and that is the decor for the rest of your life. We've had the same Thanksgiving centerpiece on our table for like 25 years. And Katie and I have been together for 20.
I don't even know what qualifies as Thanksgiving decor. Most people decorate for Halloween and then Christmas.
Yeah, what is Thanksgiving decor, guys? I don't know. I would assume a centerpiece for the table.
Okay.
Maybe some like some strings or something like that. Like, what are those called? No, but the kids always make those. The hand turkeys. That's all the decor you need. Make some hand turkeys. Yeah. And then about $290 on miscellaneous stuff.
Okay, I want to talk about that. What does that include?
It's drugs.
What the heck is $300 being spent on for miscellaneous items?
That is you and your cousin taking a walk before the meal starts and then coming back with very red eyes. And that just makes it a lot easier to deal with grandpa.
Because we've already covered booze.
Yeah.
I mean, so, right? I assume drinks includes booze.
Yeah.
So, and do people not, we don't have time to get into this now, but we have time before Thanksgiving. Do people not bring stuff to Thanksgiving? So that you don't have to pay for everything, but that must count the stuff that even the people are bringing.
That gets into an issue though, because if you ask for people to bring stuff, that's fine. But I've seen fights between family members where like grandma decides she's just going to bring a turkey. Like, no, just in case you need an extra one. Cause I don't trust you to make this one, Brittany. I don't.
So like plates and stuff like that, I guess maybe.
The question is Thanksgiving that expensive or are people just really bad at saying no? Like, you don't have to spend that much money. You don't have to buy booze. You don't even need to go visit your family. You can stay home and do Thanksgiving. It's actually kind of nice. You can be grateful anywhere. Mm-hmm. Coming up, measles outbreak at KCI and also more flight news. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.